Chapter 11, International Day. On the morning of International Day, instead of feeling excited, I felt nervous. Sometimes, when I waited for my cookies to finish baking in the oven, I felt excited as each minute got closer to the timer buzzing. This time, as each minute got closer to school starting, I felt nervous. I wore my turquoise kurta, but I didn't swirl in front of the mirror. All I could think of was Katie and if she would accept my apology of action. "Are you excited about International Day?" asked Zanira in the car. "You're so lucky. I wish first grade had International Day too." Instead of answering, I nodded and looked out the window. Zanira saw my face and got quiet too. Since it was morning, her ponytails were really high. They looked cheerful, unlike me. At school, the class buzzed with excitement. Everyone, except me. The smell of delicious food was in the air, but I didn't feel hungry. "Do you have your apology of action?" asked Azusa. She was wearing a purple kimono. "Katie's over here," pointed Prerna. She was wearing a blue and gold gahara. I wanted to tell them I liked their clothes, but my mouth felt dry as flour. "Will Katie like my apology of action?" I wondered. My stomach churned like cookie dough in my electric mixer. Mom sat at a table with a fat green Mendy cone. She'd drawn a few designs for my class to choose from. I designed a secret drawing for Katie that I told Mom to keep face down. As a line started to gather around the table, I found my voice. "I would like Katie to go first," I said. Then I turned my secret design over. For my apology of action, I'd customized a Mendy design just for her. I'd drawn a dolphin and swirly waves on a piece of paper, and the letters BFF riding the waves. Katie gasped when she saw the design. "I love it," she said, and she hugged me. The hug made the worries in my stomach stop churning. Mom copied my design neatly onto Katie's palms. I reminded Katie to hold still so that her design wouldn't smudge. Even Miss Torres got in line for Mendy. Seal got a cloud design since her name means sky in French. Perna chose a circular flower design on her hand, while Azusa chose a spiral design. "Can I get my name on my arm?" asked Jason. "Sure," said Mom. Mom wrote Jason's name and did a small geometric design of triangles around his name. Jason flexed his arm muscles before saying thanks. When it was Miss Torres's turn, she liked her Mendy so much that she got two hands done. She looked a little funny with her two arms outstretched and had to get Jason to help her hold her clipboard. Looking around, I admired all the colorful clothes my friends were wearing. Perna's gahara swayed when she walked. Naima was wearing a colorful Kenyan kintage that was hot pink and orange, with a wide matching hairband. Katie was wearing a red shirt and shoes that her grandmother had bought her from a French boutique last year. When everyone's hands were dry, we folded paper to make Azazu's origami cranes. I loved Azaza's flowy sleeves and the way they moved as she folded paper neatly. Finally, it was time for food. Miss Torres only had to call us once. International Day is the best. It was exciting to not have to eat lunch out of a lunchbox. Our garland of flags dangled over the food table, making our food look extra appetizing and colorful. I loved how my Pakistani flag's crescent and star twinkled back at me. Perna's samosas were stacked high like a tower on a fancy red plate. Nama's pilau was heaped in a silver foil tray and felt like it had just been taken out of the oven. Jason's New York-style pizza's cheese stretched extra far when Katie and I got a yummy slice. Miss Torres had arranged the food so the dessert empanadas, Seal's pecan pie, and Katie's Nutella crepes were at the end of the line. When I sat down by Katie, we were so busy eating we didn't have time to talk. When Miss Torres came over with her camera, Katie and I immediately held out our Mendy palms next to each other. We put our arms around each other's shoulders. Miss Torres did not need to tell us to smile. "Beautiful," said Miss Torres. She took another photo, zooming in on our hands. My turtle and Katie's dolphin looked like they were floating together. They looked like best friends, just like Katie and me. That is the end of our story of Anissa's International Day. We would like to give our thanks to Miss Adam, Miss Scott, and a generous donation that helped make this book possible and our One School, One Book celebrations possible. We hope that you and your family enjoyed the readings, and we look forward to this tradition every single year.